Well, go, baby, 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 go,
baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go,
baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go,
baby, go, baby, go, baby, go,
baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go,
baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go,
baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby,
go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby,
okay, still battling a cold. I took so much Mucinex last night. I almost finished the bottle, but then I was like, I'm going to leave a little taste for today.
We might have another bottle.
Well, then I should have finished the bottle.
I'll check.
And then I slept till 9 a.m.
You slept past 9 a.m.
9:15 I woke up.
Which you never do.
No.
I was going to wake you up because we had talked about recording at 9, but then I was like, he must be really tired.
Oh, I would have been so sad if you woke me up.
I know. So I just let you sleep.
Way to go, honey.
I was an act of service.
I'm affirming your affirmations.
Thank you.
What were you saying about Bo?
Oh, Bo and I were just hanging out in my office. Really likes the new office.
I imagined that like when I woke up, Bo would have been walked already and there would be Starbucks waiting. That was my dream.
Wow.
But you made that dream come true a little bit later. Well, but when I woke up and I saw it was 9:15.
Okay, but you know what? Bo didn't even come out until like 8:45.
Oh, because I was there. He was like, I'm just going to sleep with Dad.
Like, if he had woken up earlier, I totally would have taken him out. But he didn't wake up till like 8:45. And then I was like, well, I'll just wait.
He was very, you know, he had a long, tired night last night. We did a lot of stuff.
You did?
We walked for longer than he probably
right.
wanted
that's
to
walk.
That's
probably why he was so tired. Yeah. I mean, of course. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Dory recorded a podcast here at the house last night.
And
so
it took forever.
I had to take Bo out of the house for 3 hours.
It was crazy.
Came home at 9 p.m. and she finally texted me back.
I kept trying to sort of like subtly hurry everyone along. And everyone's like, la, la, la.
Honey, that's the danger of doing a podcast.
I am learning this.
Yeah. Speaking of podcasts, you can leave an Apple Podcast review for this one on iTunes. And you can join our Facebook group, facebook.com.
It's called Apple Podcast now.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't get there through iTunes?
They get very upset when you call it iTunes.
Who's they?
Apple Podcasts.
And when do they hear me call it iTunes?
I'm sure they don't hear it, but they, if you post on social media and you call it iTunes and they see it, they're like, we are now called Apple Podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just learned something and I hope you all did as well. Guys, there's a Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/excellent adventure. So if you have yet to delete your Facebook, you can join the group.
Have you deleted your Facebook?
No. Because I use the thing, the poker app. It has all my fake poker money in it.
You know, someone else was saying that they can't delete Facebook because they use it to log into too many things.
I know.
I've never done that.
I've always to log into a few things.
I've always avoided that.
Including Etsy.
Oh, interesting.
You can follow us on Twitter. It's at Excellent Pod. And you can also sign up for our Patreon if you want more of us than you have right now. You can get 2 more episodes of us every month for only $10. $5, you get one episode.
And you also get your name read on the podcast
that's
every month.
Very true. You can email us, Dory and Matt at Gmail, Matt and Dory at Gmail, and 413-461-BABY. Dory's got a paperback contest going until April 2nd. You have a little bit of time to get your entries in. You just pre-order the book from your favorite book-selling platform and email us.
Honey, what is the book?
With a screen grab. It's called Startup, a Novel, a Paperback.
By Dory Shafrir.
Startup, a Novel. Now available in paperback, hopefully coming to an airport terminal near you. That's the real goal, right?
Well, it is coming to a Target near you.
It is coming to a Target near you. So if you want to buy it at Target, you can do that, but you can't pre-order it. Maybe you can pre-order on Target.com.
You can probably pre-order on Target.com.
I don't know.
Eggheads, investigate. Anyway,
subject, it would be a pre-order contest in the email. So you email us, you say, oh, I'm going to pre-order this book. And then, boom, write the subject, pre-order contest. And you'll be entered to win a signed copy of the hardcover of Startup. So you'll get a hardcover and a paperback when you finally get your paperback. And a signed, if you want it, you can have a, I'll sign a copy of a script I've written somewhere. I'll find one. Or literally print one and then put Brad's on it and send it off. I don't have, do I have a copy of the last one? I don't. I have a copy of season four. Whatever, I'll figure it out. It'll happen, don't worry.
It's a great prize.
Maybe you don't want that. Maybe you want a, I'm trying to think of what else I could get rid of.
One time, remember we had a contest once where you picked out a book and signed it for someone?
Yeah, I picked out a book off the shelf.
Yeah.
I think I sent them Casino Royale.
I guess we could do that too. If you,
no one wants to do
that. If you would prefer a random book from our bookshelf signed by both of us, we're happy to do that instead of the script or in addition to the script, whatever, we'll throw it in. We're not picky. Oh, also, if you already entered, don't worry about the subject line. You don't have to email us again. We got your entry. Just wanted to make things a little easier going forward.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the business.
That's the business. Now we're into the updates. We went to acupuncture together.
We did, and we ran into another couple we know.
Yep. Everyone was really acupuncturing.
How was your acupuncture yesterday? You seemed pretty chill.
What do you mean?
I don't know, like you came out of it seeming like pretty calm. Like, how'd it go for you yesterday?
Well, my face was bleeding.
It was?
Yeah. From the needles she shoves in my face.
I didn't notice.
Well, it was bleeding off of my cheek there.
Oh.
How did it go? Well, I weirdly was like, listen, I listened to the Four Tops and the Temptations, and then I somehow found myself listening to Sixpence None the Richer.
You love Sixpence None the Richer.
I enjoy like five of their songs. So I really enjoy Lee Nash's voice. I think she has an amazing voice.
She has a lovely voice.
She has a solo record out. I think it's called The State I'm In. It's just the title of a song. But it's great. It's a very good album. You can get that on iTunes. Yeah,
Apple Music, I think.
Oh,
it's called.
Damn it. Anyway, so yeah, I was listening to that, and then when the acupuncturist came in, I was like on my phone trying to figure out what song I was going to listen to next.
Oh, how'd she feel about that?
I was like, when she came in, I was like, I've been on my phone the whole time.
What'd she say?
I don't know. I had noise canceling headphones on.
You're really doing acupuncture your way.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't on my phone the whole time. I was kidding. I was saying a joke.
Oh, okay.
Just would have appeared that way to her.
I see.
Okay. Bo met Kate yesterday.
My Forever 35 co-host.
Yep. Bo re-met Kate.
Yeah, he had met her a while ago.
Yes.
I think it went really well.
Yeah.
How do you think it went?
I think it went pretty well.
The thing that I actually want to ask Dr. Cho about is after we came inside and mm-hmm. Kate was sitting down and Bo was on his bed, but then he would come up to Kate and ask her for more food.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't aggressive, but
I mean, it was pretty forthcoming.
It was forthcoming. And I was like, I don't know if this is like the way he's supposed to be behaving.
Yeah.
But she did have turkey in her lap.
I know. I know.
He did lie down. He was like, he got
pretty...
Yeah,
but he was never fully relaxed.
He was never fully relaxed.
No. He will be. It'll take a few more times.
But I thought for a first time, it was like... went pretty well. He didn't bark.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't aggressive towards her.
Well, we'll see.
I know. I think our mistake with Bo in the past has been like, all right, he's better. You know? Mm-hmm. And then not like accommodating him and working with him. And so I think we just really need to take like baby steps.
Baby Bo steps.
Baby, little baby Bo steps. I think it's because of your cold, but your voice sounds especially low today.
It's also the morning.
Does your voice get higher throughout the day?
Yeah. Because your vocal cords aren't stretched.
Interesting.
Do you not know this?
No. How would I know this?
What do you mean? How would you know this? It's a thing. It's a like a life thing.
I wasn't taught this in vocal cord class.
Honey.
Yes.
You're so much more studied than I am.
Listen.
I often am surprised at things that you don't know.
Look, I know a lot about English literature,
mm-hmm.
history, art history.
Like, do you mean like Chaucer or do you mean like Dickens?
The whole gamut.
Mary Shelley.
I think we read Frankenstein in one of my classes. We definitely read Chaucer. Because there's a lot of fart jokes in the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah. Chaucer's a big... every lit class I had to read Chaucer. Mm-hmm. I probably read it 6 times.
Well, la-dee-da.
Only because of it always being in the curriculum. Tune in next week for our Chaucer podcast.
I think someone made a Chaucer Twitter feed. That was actually really funny.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think. Is that good?
Yeah.
Like it's they pretended funny. To be Chaucer tweeting?
Well, no, like I can't remember if they tweeted in Chaucer in like Old English or Middle English, whatever English he wrote in. I forget exactly how it went, but I found it quite enjoyable.
Well,
I feel like the age of the parody Twitter account has just
they shut down all those
come and gone.
They shut down all those farming accounts. Those like Dory. Remember that account?
Dory?
D-O-R-Y.
Oh yeah, like the
that was a parody account.
But it was just like a.
But it was just stealing jokes.
Yeah, and some of those still exist.
They shut a bunch of those down. Anyway.
Everything okay over there?
Yeah, no, we just text message happening on the Goldberg's writers change, which is unlike us during hiatus to communicate with each other. So
yeah, that's weird. Aren't you all like avoiding each other?
What is happening? We are all avoiding each other while following Andy's hilarious adventures in Patagonia with Steve.
If they make it back alive, it'll be a miracle.
Seems to be. I don't know. They seem to be having fun. Anyway, this is time for the email from last week that we were promising. This is Jessica. Finally,
Jessica. Sorry. You've been on the docket for a few weeks.
3 weeks.
But your email was very long and, well, we're reading it now.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
I happened on your podcast a few weeks ago after an accidental pregnancy right before IVF and followed by a miscarriage at 8 weeks after hearing the heartbeat. Your friendly voices and loving repartee was music to my ears. You seem like delightful, kind folks who I would like to hang out with. I've been wanting to write to you for a while, and your podcast really struck me. So I split it up by topic lists. This is my brain on IVF, and sorry it's a little long. Feel free to omit or edit if you end up reading it on your show. Well, here we go, everybody.
Unabridged.
This is one of the topics she sent us. There's more topics.
Oh, this email goes on for like...
But we don't have the rest of it. So we're doing one of the topics.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. I abridged it. I did abridge it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How do I cope with stress moving forward? Great question.
Great question.
Dory's indifference towards IVF really struck me. I haven't even started IVF, and I feel the same, but maybe you can look at this as an advantage or an evolution to knowing how you feel about what you want. All right. Now, are these her tips for coping with stress?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I focus on the gratitude for the great spouse and life I already have. If it doesn't happen, then Plan B is a blessing. Right. Well, we try to think of that too, right?
I've been thinking that people say that starting a gratitude journal is very helpful.
Didn't you start one a year ago, 2 years ago?
I had one at some point, and then I stopped doing it.
You stopped being grateful.
I stopped having gratitude. So I'd like to bring some gratitude back into my life. Maybe that will be a part of my self-care moving forward.
If only there was some place you could talk to it. Okay. I look at this as, if I'm playing a lottery, a very expensive lottery, a lottery I am unlikely to win. But if I don't buy a ticket, I'll probably not win it at home on my own.
That reminds me of the most favorite line that men used to put in their Tinder profiles. I don't know if they still do because I'm not on Tinder anymore. But I remember a lot of guys had, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Now, were they referencing The Office, referencing the Wayne Gretzky quote? I bet they were referencing The Office.
A lot of them seemed very sincere.
I don't know. But anyway, that's basic. It's basic mail.
Oh, yeah.
To reference The Office or something.
There were also a lot of Anchorman quotes.
A lot of people saying I'm kind of a big deal. That kind of thing.
The quote about leather and
rich,
mahogany. Rich mahogany. Yeah.
Leather bound books.
Yeah.
You know, people that have to quote things like that have to manufacture a personality because they have no personality.
Totally. And I wonder if they know that so many other guys have the same quotes.
I don't know. I feel like I used to be like that. I used to like throw quotes up all the time.
Like on Facebook?
No, like I think my Twitter profile Twitter was like, I'm kind of a big deal.
Aww.
I think that was, you know, so not a ton of judgment, but like also like I was 20. How old was I? When did Facebook happen? I mean, Twitter.
2007-ish.
Yeah, I probably joined in 2009. I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Whatever. I get it. I'm no judgment here. But people out there, mostly I'm talking about affluent white males who come from sort of wealthy backgrounds that have to manufacture personalities.
Yeah.
Because they have no personality.
Yeah.
You were probably in a frat. You probably had, you think you understand brotherhood, you know?
Sure.
Because of all your bros at those frat parties.
Yeah.
But you have no personality.
Yeah. So don't quote Anchorman. Don't quote The Office quoting Wayne Gretzky.
What are other things they like to quote? I don't know. I'm going to get on a high horse about dudes with no personality. But you know what, dudes with no personality? You're not listening to this. I can tell you that. I can tell you that right now. If you're a guy right now and you're like, oh shit, I've quoted things. Do I have a personality? If you're listening to this, yes, you do. So this is not about you.
That's true.
Anyway, I thank you, Jessica, for somehow getting me on that topic. Matt's expect nothing attitude is where I am at with the outcome. You at least are young and I am 41. Honey,
I'm almost there.
You're gonna get there in
2 months.
Some months. So my chances are very low. I used an odds calculator and it said I would have to do IVF 10 times to get a live birth. This odds calculator sounds like a BuzzFeed quiz.
I'm halfway there.
Yeah. I try not to listen to too many informational books at 2x speed. I try to meditate, even though I'm not great, but I recommend Maitri, Compassion Meditation. Interesting. Someone gave me great advice to take time to help someone else because women on IVF can become self-absorbed. You're already helping so many with your podcast. We're doing it.
All right, good. Check that off.
I take supplements and do acupuncture and hope the placebo effect is actually a real thing. Oh, Jessica, you get me. Listen, I like shutting down for an hour. That's fine with me.
I think for someone like you who rarely shuts down,
yeah,
it's very good for you to.
I've been shutting down a lot the last 3 days.
Good.
I've been just playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, well,
like a monster.
I know.
Getting pwned by 12-year-olds.
Well.
And then, like, I have the audio muted, but then I'll, like, whenever I do a ranked match, I'm horrible. I maybe will get one or two kills, if that. Like, I'm that bad at the ranked matches for some reason. And I have everybody muted. But then when you leave the match, the muting comes off, and they're always talking about me.
Oh, like amongst themselves?
Yes. Last night, a guy was singing about Matt Mira. And, oh, he got one more kill than the last time we were talking about him. I was like, oh, God. Just being like...
You're in some sort of, like, you've happened upon some sort of weird Call of Duty, like, click.
No, I mean, I'm just that bad that, of course, people are talking about me.
Aww.
Anyway, I try to remember myself and what were my dreams outside of the idea of a family. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Horseshoe driveway, guys. That's what I want.
Well, I did ask you yesterday what your dream career would look like. I think it's good to remember
that. Did I have an answer?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember it. I binge your show sometimes at 1.5 speed.
That's 5?
1.5.
Oh.
I paint. I'm working on paintings for my first solo show of selfie portraits on existing paintings in San Diego.
Cool.
Now, I can see this on Instagram, at Jessica Ling Findley.
How does that? Jessica L-I-N-G,
mm-hmm.
Findley, F-I-N-D-L-E-Y?
Correct. I remind myself we can always choose to stop IVF, and I'm lucky to be born in a time and place where we have a choice.
True.
I love you three and your show. That's including Bo. And I agree with the other listeners that if you choose not to do the IVF podcast in the future, you should still do a podcast together. Maybe about relationships. You have an inspiring way with each other. Good luck. Oh, baby dust is back.
No.
Sorry.
That's banned.
From another dice roller at the IVF crafts table. Well, I'm going to put my money on the pass line here, guys. We're going to do it. Heart 8. 10 the easy way. Is there a 10 the easy way? No. Well, I guess it would be any 10 that's not the hard way. 2 fives.
Guys, I have no idea what he's talking about.
P.S. Waiting for Startup a Novel to come out on Audible.
It's out.
It's out.
I don't know why you can't find it. It's there.
I was self-diagnosed reading narcolepsy. Oh, great listener. Hence your podcast rule. Your podcast's rule. It's out. Jessica, get it. Okay. Next email. Oh, do you have anything to add regarding dealing with stress and how people are doing that?
Well, I mean, I think she has a lot of great strategies. I wish I had a hobby. I need a hobby.
I've been saying this for 4 years.
I need I need to be crocheting or something. I can't paint. I'm a horrible artist.
You could learn.
I don't know if I want to.
Okay.
To be perfectly frank.
Yeah.
But I think a craft could be good.
Well, you were doing needlepoint for a hot second.
I was, but then I think I told you this. Like, I ran out. There weren't enough, pre-printed needlepoint things where it's basically, paint by number.
Yes, but you could... You've seen enough of them, right? So you could theoretically make your own.
People are like, you can trace it. And I'm like,
figure out what you want to do.
I want it to just be handed to me easily. Is that too much to ask?
Does anyone have a hobby suggestion for Dory?
That is easy.
She has, let me go through her pretend hobbies she's had in the 4 years I've been with her. There was a hot second where she was into plants. That was interesting. There was the needlepoint. She tried that.
I'm still into plants.
I think literally that's the end of your hobby, your attempted hobbies.
Yeah. I tried knitting, but that was before you knew me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to make noise about learning how to sew.
Make noise about it?
Yeah. But that never really got off the ground.
Yeah. I sew. You don't.
You sew?
I can sew.
I mean, I know how to...
I have a merit badge.
Oh, well, la-dee-da. I mean, I know how to, use a needle and thread, but I was thinking, oh, it'd be kind of cool to, make my own clothes with a sewing machine.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
You know, especially now that I'm all into slow clothes. That's pretty slow. But it'll probably be extremely slow.
You have no hobbies. It's bizarre. Well, it's not bizarre.
It's not bizarre.
You also don't collect anything.
No.
I'm like looking, you have a bunch of Pez, but like the end.
And that was from when I was in high school.
Yeah, you have no, like you've gotten that many Pez dispensers and that's the end of them.
Yep.
Like there's mm-hmm. like.
I feel no compulsion to keep 12. Going. Well, there's more. There's more in a shoebox in the
okay.
thing.
So you don't. I don't know. What do you do? I mean, you write.
I do write.
You're a writer.
I read.
You read.
You know what? You know what I do really like to do that is hard to do in this house is cook and bake.
Yeah.
But our kitchen is such that it's not enjoyable in our kitchen to do that.
No. It's very small.
So it just, and we don't have a dishwasher. So it's just like, it's just not fun. But that is something that I do like to do. And that at one point I enjoyed very much and found very calming. So, you know, if we ever move, which seems unlikely, then I will pick that back up. But until then, no hobbies. You know, I found out recently that one of our friends refinishes furniture.
So are you thinking about...
I was like, huh, that's interesting. But I don't think I would really want to do that. But like for a second, I was like, huh, all right. You know what else I enjoy?
Photography.
I did take a photography class in college and did really like it.
We have two DSLRs sitting around.
I know, but I also, you know what I liked? I liked going into the dark room.
Oh, and actually developing film.
I found that very calming.
Well, you get those blackout curtains for your office. You can turn that into your dark room.
I could actually, well, no.
I'm sure those chemicals are great for you.
Yeah, I know. The chemicals are not good, so I don't think that's a good hobby for me.
Okay.
Wait, I just thought of something else. And now I'm forgetting what it was. Oh, someone recently on Instagram was telling me about hot pressing. She like makes her own stationery with like a hot, I don't know, hot thing. That seemed kind of cool. And then someone else on Instagram was telling me about punch needle, which is sort of like needlepoint, but with a punchy thing. And I was like, all right, that could be kind of cool.
Maybe. I don't think you like doing anything.
That's not
except
true.
Reading and writing
and cooking and baking. What?
You don't bake.
I just explained why I don't bake in this kitchen.
Okay.
I would go bake, but it's like, by the time I get the stand mixer out, which takes like 15 minutes to get it out of the cabinet where it's buried because we have no space for it, then to put on the counter, okay, now I have no more counter space. Oh, I need to roll out dough. Where am I going to do that? I guess I'll do it on the dining room table and make a huge mess. Okay.
Honey, we figure out a way to make hundreds of latkes every year out of that kitchen.
Yeah, you go outside.
Yep.
I don't want to do that. I'm just saying, it's like it's not super conducive to baking in a way that is pleasurable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, if you're gonna have a hobby, it should be pleasurable. You know what else I would do?
No.
I would take piano back up.
You would take piano back up.
I took lessons.
Have you thought about learning guitar? There's many guitars at your disposal.
I know.
You know, I just wish you were left-handed. Oh, wait, you are. Like, it's silly to me that you never pick them up, you never touch them, you never do anything with them.
They're yours.
They're ours.
Oh, so I could sell them?
Nope.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You were going to read an email from Kay.
I was. Dear Matt, Dory, and Bo.
Yes!
She said,
finally! Someone! Thank you.
I have paused the pod, as I heard another listener say, in order to write in and respond to both Elle and your listener who is pursuing surrogacy.
Mm.
After 3 consecutive early losses at 8 weeks, my husband and I were counseled to see an RE. Initially, our testing came back fairly unhelpful, meaning my husband was 100% good to go, and I only had MTHFR, which we've talked about before.
Right.
With that in mind, they put me on blood thinners and sent us home to try again naturally. Fast forward through another loss, they counseled us to do IVF with PGS testing, thinking that abnormal embryos were probably our problem. Our one and only retrieval resulted in 5 normal PGS embryos. However, this is where Elle's story starts to become very familiar.
Okay.
Our first attempt at an FVT on a regular protocol resulted in a crap lining of only 6 millimeters. Our second attempt on a different protocol, which included Viagra,
mm-hmm.
and injectable estrogen, also only resulted in a 6 millimeter lining. Our third and final attempt again resulted in a thin lining, but they transferred anyway. Not surprisingly, we had a chemical pregnancy. All of that and an exploratory surgery later, we finally landed on surrogacy as our only way to carry a baby. Lucky for us, our scarier is now 17 and a half weeks pregnant. As far as costs go, our first round of IVF was about $19,000. Surrogacy costs look something like this. She breaks it down.
Here we go.
Now, she doesn't say where she lives, so I don't know if this varies by state. But anyway, agency fee, $14,000.
Okay.
Lawyers, $4,500.
Reasonable.
Surrogacy fee, $35,000.
Okay, that's about what you were saying.
Monthly allowance, $200.
Yeah, you have to send them some money.
Transfer fee to surrogate, $750.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer fee to clinic, $6,000. Because you still have to pay for the FET.
Right.
Monitoring appointments away from our clinic, $1,500. Mm-hmm. Surrogate meds, $3,000. Life insurance fee, $200. Keep in mind, we are not through the pregnancy yet, so this is by far not a comprehensive list. It is incredibly expensive. However, we are lucky in the sense that our carrier's insurance covers the pregnancy. Oh, that doesn't always happen. Mm. Sometimes the carrier's health insurance won't cover a surrogate pregnancy. I just wanted to share a little of our story in the hopes that it will be informative to someone out in the egghead world. I'd be happy to answer surrogacy questions if any listener out there has one. By the way, we are in Texas. Oh. She answers our question.
There you go.
Which is fairly surrogacy friendly. Thanks again for what you do. I never would have made it through this journey without your podcast. Lots of love to you all and Bo K.
I've never heard of Texas being surrogacy friendly.
I think surrogacy friendly generally just means that the surrogate can't decide she wants to walk away with the baby.
Mm.
And there's...
But I feel like Texas...
It's super random. Like... New York actually is not surrogacy friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think like, oh, New York, it's liberal, but like that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona also not surrogacy friendly. Michigan not surrogacy friendly.
Pure Michigan.
A lot of times it's the Catholic Church that has blocked friendlier surrogacy legislation. Just saying.
Hey, come on.
We
did some good stuff. Not really.
We
invented Easter.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job, Catholics.
Yeah, we got one.
Except you wouldn't have had Easter without the Jews.
Oh, the Romans, really.
Well, Jesus was Jewish.
Oh, that's true.
So.
What else did we invent?
Galileo was Catholic, but wasn't he called a heretic?
Yes, he was like told, "Hey, your whole idea of like the
Earth being
Earth
round.
not being the center of the universe, it's not great. So deny it, and we won't call you a heretic." But he's like, "No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that." And they're like, "Okay." We get it. You're probably right. We've read everything that you've done, and it seems to make sense. You're under house arrest for the rest of your life. So he lived to 77 in his home, still with his telescope, writing more documents. But at least they didn't burn him alive.
That's true.
You know?
They were progressive.
They were like, well, look, don't tell anyone, but this kind of checks out.
I was going to say, like, they probably were like, oh, this is real. You know what? I think it's time for a voicemail, actually.
Okay. I think that's a thing that we can do. Sure.
Okay.
I'm giving you many seconds.
Okay.
Hi, Matt and Dory. It's Mariah. I have called so many times, and none of my comments ever seem to have anything to do with IBS. But I wanted to tell Matt that hopefully you're already over the cold you had on this episode that I'm listening
to.
I paused the call. But I wanted to let you know that it's probably what's called a quitter's cold. It's a nicotine withdrawal symptom.
That's it. Her voicemail got cut off.
Well, listen,
but I
Mariah,
think she got the pertinent information.
Think you hit the nail on the head. Dory refuses to believe that.
No, I didn't.
I said it's a smoker's cold. You said, no, you probably just got my cold.
Well, yeah, I did say that.
I said, my body is just like, I was giving it nicotine constantly, and I haven't. I quit cold turkey.
What is in nicotine that makes you not have a cold? I don't understand.
That makes you not have a cold?
Yeah. So then when you...
No, it's your body just getting weak and sick from the withdrawals.
Oh, I see. Okay. So basically, if you can make it through this, then you're probably okay.
Well, they say once, you hit the 5-day mark, you're probably in the clear.
Oh, good. You're almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm in the. I'm not worried about it. No, you don't get high fives.
Oh my god!
I left her hanging, everybody.
That was so
like
mean.
Like Tom Brady on the sidelines.
That was so mean.
Honey, this one's great. I'm gonna read it. Here we go. This is from no one yet. Hang on, maybe at the end they sign it. Oh, it's anonymous. I bought Dory's book on the audiobook platform that shall remain nameless. I reviewed the podcast on iTunes, Apple Music,
Apple Podcasts.
I subscribe to all your social media. You're doing a great job bringing the issue of infertility to light. Thank you. For now, I would like to keep the email anonymous. Done. All right. Paused episode 76. I've been meaning to write in for a while. First of all, I'm Canadian. Thanks for all the shout outs, man. You're very welcome, Canada. You are welcome to come and do a podcast in my living room anytime. Noted. And yes, have I done any pod? Yeah, I've done podcasts in Canada. Number two, sous vide egg white bites are now in Canada.
Oh, so we can go.
Yay. And would have never tried them if it weren't for Matt. Love them. I usually eat them while they're scalding hot because they're so delicious. I can't wait. I always eat them scalding hot. I eat them in the car on the way back to Dory with hers.
Yep.
All right, Dory, I'm also in the Straggly Greasy Hair Club.
Oh.
I know you're in that club.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, because I have to wash my hair every day, so it doesn't look scraggly and greasy. That's why you don't know I'm in the club.
Don't people wash their hair daily?
No, a lot of people don't.
I wash my hair every day.
Look, I'm just saying, a lot of people don't wash their hair
when I get around to showering. Yeah, sometimes exactly. On hiatus, I'll go 5 to 12 days without showering. What? Hi. I showered... I will say this. I showered yesterday in the morning, and I was in there, and I was like thinking to myself, I was like, hang on a second. When was the last time I took a shower? And then I was like, oh, it was in New York.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Like, when I'm out of the work routine...
You have bad hygiene.
When I'm out of the work routine, when I'm showering every day, like I'm in the routine of showering, when I'm out of that work routine, life just becomes this... I just revert back to being a 19-year-old.
Mm.
Like where I'm just playing video games and like waking up whenever I feel like waking up. Mm. And like... It's crazy.
Mm.
Anyway. Honey, I'll be sure to take a shower today. Which would make it 2 days in a row.
Oh, boy. How many times are you going to shower at Disney?
Oh, hotel showers are my favorite showers.
Oh, okay.
I love a hotel shower.
All right.
That's why I showered in New York 4 times. I was there for 3 days and I showered 4 times. You shower.
Should we move to a hotel?
I'd be happy to do that. Although I bet the Disney showers aren't great.
Yeah. I bet the water pressure is not amazing.
I hate Florida water. It's hard water.
Mm. My hair's going to look extra greasy.
It's not a good... It's also not a good tasting tap water.
Ugh.
It's very cloudy.
Ugh. All right.
I mean, they're on the water table, essentially. The whole fucking state's at sea level.
Yeah.
Florida, get your shit together.
Where were we?
We were at number 4.
Okay.
She's tried every dry shampoo out there. It just didn't work for her.
Yes, I feel you.
Oh my God. Look at that parenthetical, how she ended that parenthetical. She said, I feel you. 4. I wanted to provide this bit of advice regarding the sperm sitch. My husband and I were in a similar situation. It got to the point where a sperm count continually decreased to the point where we eventually got to 0. This condition is called a testicular failure.
Oh, dear.
I don't mean to scare you both, but I want to say, Matt, please, please consider freezing some sperm while you have some left. Also have your hormones tested. There are a couple of hormones that can indicate that you might be headed down the road to testicular failure. Again, I hesitated to write in as to not freak you both out, but it would be a shame if this happened to you and you didn't have the opportunity to freeze some vials for backup. I don't feel like our doctor cares about me.
We need to call that reproductive urologist.
We also need to call Dr. Beck.
And say what?
What? Should we get all these things tested?
Yeah. You should call Dr. Beck.
Anyway.
Honey, I have to pee so bad.
You need to take a Walther PPK break?
Yes.
That's okay. I can talk to our audience.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Tori's going to pee right now, which means I get free reign and I can do whatever I want on the podcast. What should we talk about? Should we talk about the last guitar I... you know what? I did yesterday. Guys, I switched to these new D'Addario acoustic strings that are nickel covered. They're not phosphorus bronze like most acoustic strings are. And the reason I switched is because the Collings that I had ordered a year ago that finally arrived in January had these strings on them. And I was like, oh, I've never... These are very bright and they're very comfortable to play. So maybe I should order some more sets. So I did, and I strung up my Rockbridge Dreadnought, which I never loved the tone of. But then with these new strings on it, I was like, this is really fantastic. So if you're a guitar player out there, acoustic...
Sweet relief.
An acoustic guitar player, I recommend these D'Addario nickel-coated strings.
I feel so much better.
I just had a powwow with everybody about guitar strings.
All right, cool.
And for electrics, I use Ernie Ball Slinkies. All right. New email time. Dory's turn.
All right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, guys. I actually just did the pod pause.
Everyone's doing it.
So I could write for the first time ever.
Taking the world by storm.
I have a really good reason. Mm-hmm. Dory, I have a use for your extra college and wedding invitations.
Uh-huh.
I found my old high school graduation invitations at my parents' house a couple of years ago, and now I use them for extra special birthday or anniversary cards. I am a person who sends cards to friends and family for birthdays/anniversaries, but I also hate cheesy things. Long ago, I started sending children's birthday cards. Stickers or crowns included in the card are best in place of anniversary cards because finding a non-cheesy anniversary card to send to friends is hard. But when I found my high school graduation invitations, that was like the jackpot. A few select friends have received them so far, and each time I do it, I am filled with joy. I think I'm hilarious. Love you guys and love your pod.
That's very kind. I always will tend to buy a non-traditional card.
Yeah.
Like, a, you know, like I'll get Dory a First Communion card.
Yeah. Which I feel like is Matt just like subconsciously wanting me to be Catholic.
I'm just telling you to accept the... Except the body of Jesus.
Yeah.
In the form of the Eucharist. Some unleavened bread.
Before we get to our Patreon supporters, we have one more voicemail.
Do we have some? But this is, we have, what's this one?
Didn't we already read that one?
Oh my God, we did.
Yeah.
Are we out of emails? This is going to be a short pod.
Well, we're recording 2 days after we last recorded.
I'm so sorry, everybody. We're taking a vacation. When you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on Sunday or Monday,
we'll be wrapping up our Disney vacation.
We'll be in beautiful Orlando, Florida.
Yep.
Surrounded by people. A lot of people. And our parents. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
You ready?
I'm just saying hi to Mary Myra.
Hi, Mary. Hi, John.
John's not listening. He's busy. He's probably...
Is he on his ham radio?
He could be on his ham radio. He could be feeding his tropical fish.
Now that is a man with some good hobbies.
Oh, he's always had hobbies. He's been a hobbyist for as long as I've known him. He used to hunt. He used to go duck hunting. Hmm. He fishes sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, he sent me a picture of my nephew, Kian, and him fishing. And it's funny how much Kian looks like me.
Aww.
But Kian was using my fishing rod.
Oh.
And quite frankly, I'm very upset about it. No, I'm kidding.
Your mom has a lot of hobbies, too. Your mom likes scrapbooks. And
we're a hobbyful family.
Yeah, I see that. You know, my parents have hobbies as well. Did you know that?
What is your dad's hobby?
Violin.
Does he play it?
Yes. How I don't often? Know if he plays it so much anymore, but when we were growing up, he used to play it all the time.
Oh, yeah? Is yeah. he good?
He also took up the harmonica, much to my chagrin.
What a wild combination of instruments.
And would play it so often. He would also play recorder. He's very musical, my dad, and he sings.
Well, that I know.
Yeah. My mom does calligraphy.
That makes sense. She also sews.
Yeah, she also sews.
She knits.
And she knits. Oh, she knits like a motherfucker.
She knits up a storm.
Yeah, she made that blanket.
I know. She's a very crafty.
Yeah, she's and she made a quilt for me. Now she makes baby quilts.
She recreated Allison's child blanket.
She recreated Allison's childhood blanket.
We have not heard back from Allison and Karen yet. Nope. So hopefully they're getting to the bottom of this. Why one of them's better than the other.
All right. Here's a voicemail.
Okay.
Hi, Matt and Dory. This is Kim calling again after a break. I actually am one of those people that paused the podcast to call now.
I love it.
I was listening to your latest episode, and Meg, the hairdresser from Portland, had asked about whether there are pay it forward groups. And despite the questionable legality, say, of that, I know, because I am type 1 diabetic, that Facebook is full of pay-it-forward groups for diabetic medications and supplies. Test strips may be a little bit more or less sensitive than some other things. It wouldn't surprise me if Facebook, though, had pay-it-forward groups for fertility where people could mention things that they had extra of or needed extra of and perhaps make swaps there. So probably worth doing a little bit of Googling on that. Not technically legal, but probably out there. And it doesn't seem like the government's spending a lot of time trying to track it down for diabetes, so maybe they don't care for fertility either. That's all.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I have heard that there are secret med exchange groups. So you probably just have to like ask the right people, you know.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yep.
There is. This is a great time to finish because the people outside with the lawnmower are really having a time out there. So this is a great time to be wrapping up. reminder, everybody, you can support us on Patreon. Get 2 bonus episodes per month. That's patreon.com/excellent adventure. A huge thank you to our Patreon supporters who, again, are better than you. If you support us at $5 or above, you'll get your name right on the podcast each month. There are more names coming next week, I'm told.
This is the last week of names for March.
Oh. Well, there are more names coming.
There are more names coming next week. It'll just be the April names.
Rachel Dylan Snyder. I like that. Leslie Shoup, Salsa 87.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Salsa 87. Christine Moore, the Holterman clan, all of the Holtermans here. Laura Mayer, Margaret Metcalf. Does she like to be called Margaret? Maggie?
Meg?
Meg?
Greta?
Greta? Narantha Bella, sorry. Narantha every time. Bella Gopal. There we go. Kathy Hill. Carly Moore Surd is better than us, and she has a hyphenated name. Bertha Crowley, Katie McKenzie, Jennifer T. Brennan, Sarah Lauer, Paul Baker, Jackie Spagnuolo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Danielle Nucifero, Samantha. Just Samantha.
Okay.
I hope it's Samantha. Oh, Samantha. Sex in the City. Jackie Martin, Brian Guskey, Jessica Zimbelman, Katie Hobbs of the Hobbs clan, Mary, oh man, Mary, I have your name phonetically spelled here.
I actually have it on the notes.
Mary, I don't know where it is.
Where'd it go?
Oh, Mary, pins and needles here, trying to get your name right. Doria's phonetically spelled it at the top of the email.
There it is.
All right. Mihailov. Mihailov?
I think it's Mihailov.
Well, how is this pronounced like this?
Mihailov. Mihailov.
But, so we're saying H-I, so we're saying hi.
Yep, but.
But me, you're saying?
Meh. I'm saying meh.
Well, then why is this why is this broken up like this? Who did this?
She did.
Then I think it's Mihailov.
Okay.
Although Mihailov sounds better.
Oh, boy.
Mary, are you going to go on our list of people who don't want your name read because
we have a list of those people.
Fuck up the name so often. Mary, we're sorry. Maybe you enjoy this attention. Maybe you hate it. If you do, we're sorry. Christine Kelly, Shanna Mandel, Laura Bennett, Jordan Hamsley, Deanna McLean, Dana Larick, Tegan Anderson, Lauren Kay, Ann Vincent, Sandal, Mason, Melanie, Bronbeck, Lauren, Amanda Lanceter, Jane Colotti, Ryan Solo, Sandy Barry, Rita Palomino, Marlowe, Christine McHugh, and James Bricknell. Thank you.
Thank you all.
To all of you. I'm sorry that I keep butchering people's names.
There goes the lawnmower. That's our cue.
That's the leaf blower cleaning up our neighbor's driveway. Thank you all for being with us. We'll see you again next week with Tales from the World of Disney.
Yep.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Hopefully that makes somebody tune in. Did I have a terrible time? Did Dory hate it? How were my parents?
So many questions.
What about all the children?
How are the rides? How was the weather?